Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. At the outset, my delegation wishes to warmly welcome Her Excellency Ambassador Rambali and her team to Geneva and congratulate the delegation of St. Lucia on presenting their report at the second cycle of the Universal Periodic Review. Trinidad and Tobago notes with satisfaction that since its first Universal Periodic Review in 2011, St. Lucia has accorded increased commitment to the protection and promotion of human rights, despite the government's daunting challenge of the lack of financial and technical resources required to fully cater to the human rights needs of its citizens. Trinidad and Tobago is particularly pleased to note the legislative advances made to protect the rights of children, and in particular, the establishment of the National Action Child Protection Committee, NACPC, in 2012. Mr. President, my delegation would like to make the following recommendations. One, to ratify the international human rights instruments to which it is not a party and bring its internal legal framework into line with international obligations. Two, to provide the National Action Child Protection Committee with sufficient authority and resources to effectively implement and coordinate comprehensive, coherent, and consistent child right policies. And three, to engage closely with civil society in the follow-up on the recommendations of the Human Rights Council. As I close, Mr. President, my delegation wishes St. Lucia a very successful review.